Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to the Pro Wrestle Show in association with TalkSport. Two shows in 2 days, and today's with much better audio quality. What a treat for you. Coming up on today's show, we have John's interviews with Piper Niven and Kaylee Ray, two of the biggest female superstars currently in NXT UK. And we'll talk a bit about the Dream Tag Team Invitational at Fight Club Pro as well. Don't forget, as always, check us out at Pro Wrestle Show on Twitter and Instagram, and all the latest news at TalkSport.com/WWE, hashtag no spoilers. We will not spoil anything from yesterday's tapings. John, still up in Glasgow. Morning, John. How are we doing?
Good morning. Yesterday I was in a car park in Glasgow. Can you guess where I am today?
I'm going to say, well, it sounds like you're indoors and the quality is much, much better.
I am.
Where are you, John?
The Glasgow Airport, Wetherspoons. Yes, I am.
What a classy man. How long have you already been there, and how much longer are you going to be spending in that single Wetherspoons?
Well, I chatted to Piper and Kaylee Ray at 10 a.m. It's currently midday. I've already had one meal, and the lunch menus have just been passed around. Just saying.
Are you going to go two meals in a Wetherspoons in the same day? Because I've definitely done that before, and it is a classy, classy move.
I think I might double spoons today. Double spoons Saturday.
Double spoons Saturday for the win. Right.
Can I just say, Will, after Kaylee and all of the WWE NXT UK people, like pretty much everyone, I saw Tony Storm, Glenn from Progre, all of them, they were sat having a massive buffet at the Holiday Inn. So if you think wrestlers are just like looking after their bodies and just drinking protein shakes, I can guarantee you the day after the first day of NXT UK tapings, that is not true.
They know how to live it up big style at breakfast.
They really do. Big meal at breakfast, then, you know, nothing, no carbs until... At the final bell doesn't quite have the same ring to it. before I speak.
Yeah, absolutely. That probably would be for the best, considering your job, John. But
yeah,
look, this show is mostly here to deliver you that Piper and Kaylee Ray interview. That is what the bulk of it is. But without any spoilers, John, good show last night in Glasgow.
Yeah, the crowd were interesting. They were very much a home crowd. So, you know, Gallus, they got a massive pop. And obviously, you know, because it's a taping, they're not just taping one episode. So Gallus came out at the time, but they were involved in singles competition. And then, you know, they came out and whatever. So every time they came out, the crowd went nuts. As you'll hear when I speak to Piper, she got an incredible reception. And she was actually quite shy about it all when we spoke. Like, she was a little bit, not embarrassed, but just a little bit kind of overwhelmed by it. It was obviously a very special moment for her. Other people, and as I say, at home crowd, you know, like Flash Morgan Webster, Welsh wrestler, literally silence. You know, I think maybe that adds to it, because they're not cheering the Welshman in Glasgow. But the problem is that when you have this sort of established heels and baby faces, it soon becomes a bit weird, because they're definitely cheering the heels every time. But maybe that's just Glasgow. The show was good, yes. Some very interesting things happened. There was certainly, if you're a fan of indie wrestling, there was certainly a group of people who realigned, let's say. If you want to find out, you can look online. But I won't say anything else. But it's something that I know that we've been very keen to see in NXT, and it should be pretty interesting going forward.
Exciting stuff. Well, look, yeah. I just, you said, I've got this interview. I want to record a little preview for it, a little star, and let's just put it out as its own podcast, which absolutely we should do. But I just wanted to highlight something else from yesterday, because when we were out at WrestleMania, we caught up with a few of the NXT UK stars, or kind of off the record as such. And, you know, the general feeling is that they're loving working at the performance center. They're really big, like they're loving the opportunities they're getting, that, you know, they think it's a fantastic thing, but it is weird for them not wrestling as much as they were previously. And there have been, you know, a lot of conversations, particularly from BritRest fans, and this has been something we've addressed on the show before, about what it does to the UK scene when you take an entire top tier of talent and put them into a situation where they're not wrestling on as many UK shows as usual, where they're not doing a lot of the indie shows they normally would do. And we've been very positive on what it does in the past, but this weekend, so you've got coming up, we talked about it yesterday, Super Strong Style 16 coming up, and Progress have got some stick for the how many international stars are in the tournament this year, because a lot of their British talent they can still use are involved in title pictures, tag titles, those kind of things. And then you've got last night, or this weekend, is the Fight Club Pro Dream Tag Team Invitational, which has a phenomenal lineup to it. And last night was absolutely superb, from what I've seen and from catching up with a couple of our listeners on it. Lucha Bros and Pac and Aita, R.E.D. as they are, had an amazing match. The Besties in the World, the Hunter Brothers, who obviously are British, had a brilliant match. Jeff Cobb turned up and faced the champion Mark Davis as like a surprise. And so, again, a lot of international stars, but the thing I wanted to highlight from last night was the match of the night from everyone that was there, from what I've heard, was Will Ospreay against Dan Maloney. Now, Dan Maloney's 21 years old, and he is, we've seen him in WWE, and we've seen him in the UK tournament in the first round, the very first year they did it, and we've seen him in some dark matches and a couple of squash matches with Mastiff and stuff like that. But last night, apparently, he put on an absolute clinic with Will Ospreay, and it's got massive, massive pop, and really, really had the rub on Twitter, etc. today. And I just kind of wanted to highlight what that shows, because I think we have to appreciate that these promotions are going to have to fill those voids. They have to sell tickets, and as part of that, you know, the knowledge that you're going to get to see a Jeff Cobb, a Will Ospreay, a Sami Callihan, someone like that, is what is going to help sell tickets. But this just shows that, giving them a little bit of time, allowing them their time to develop, and giving them the time to actually get into the limelight, there is good, exciting young British talent waiting in the wings who are going to come up and take those opportunities which are being afforded to them by things like WWE UK now being a thing. You are suddenly going to get this, like Dan Maloney, if based on last night and the amount of excitement that he's raised on social media from it, well, you can imagine him now within Club Pro getting a push towards a title run, or at least a push towards a title match. That'll catch the eye of ICW and Progress and Rev Pro, and maybe he'll get some opportunities there. And suddenly, in, you know, 12 months' time, we might have the new superstar of the British scene. And it just shows these people are coming through. You've got the Hunter Brothers, you've got Chuck Mambo, you've got, there's so much great British talent. Obviously, Chris Brooks continuing to highlight every great, like, push and really hold up every great show for a British perspective that he's involved with. And obviously, I mean, it's the same week that we've seen, sadly, Kid Lykos retiring from wrestling at the age of just 22 at Wednesday Night Wristlocks. But what, as sad as that is, and as sad as it is that he couldn't push through and just kept having these injury problems with his shoulders, there is lots of exciting British talent, and I just think the Brit Rest scene needs to remember that those opportunities that will open up are going to allow a guy like Dan Maloney to have a 20-minute match with Will Ospreay and suddenly look absolutely the nuts, an opportunity he might not have got 6 to 12 months ago.
The thing is, and that was an excellent rant, by the way, Will, I enjoyed that. I was just sitting here drinking my coffee, just loving it. As soon as you know, when you have like Jimmy Havoc leaving, you know, he's got his final match in the UK Indies for a certain amount of time at least before he joins AEW at Super Strong Style 16. You have Spike Treve, who for me is such an exciting wrestler, and he is certainly, in terms of his character work, you know, just absolutely blown it away in the last year or so. You've got him coming through. So I think as much as, you know, people knock these bigger organisations for sort of taking all the talent away or limiting the talent there, Piper and Kaylee in a second, when they say that wrestling, I sort of talked to them about female wrestling, and they were just saying that every bit of wrestling is great at the moment. And, you know, that if the wrestlers are seeing that, then, you know, the fans see it as well, then there's nothing bad going on.
No, I think this is the brightest time for British wrestling. Certainly, it's going to take some resetting because of the WWE like being injected into the scene and it becoming a big thing. But I think that that will be long-term a positive, even if, you know, the show you go and see tomorrow night might have a few less of the recognisable names that you knew and loved. I still think it's going to give you more opportunities to see more great wrestling and more opportunities for more people to come through, and I think that can only be a real positive. Like, I'm really excited. There's the big Rev Pro show coming up on the 10th of May at York Hall, and they've got some fantastic matches on that card, both international stars and British guys. And I just think that we need to be allowing the fact that there are some international stars coming in and getting involved to not cloud our judgment when it comes to the quality of the actual British wrestling on cards. And I'm glad you mentioned Spike Treve, because like that whole group that's doing stuff in progress now with him and with William Easter and with Chuck and with those guys, is they're doing some brilliant work in that crew. So yeah, I'm very, very excited for the future to come. We know that, you know, it must be frustrating that you are losing Jimmy Havoc to AEW and Mark Haskins to Ring of Honor and Dice to WWE UK or whatever. But talent will come through and shine, and they will. The British wrestling scene will live on, John.
You just have to see how many different wrestling schools there are at the moment. And obviously that was probably something that originally was good for wrestlers to kind of have a bit more of a sort of full-time grasp on wrestling, because they could be also, you know, training new wrestlers. But now they're just massive. You've got, you know, ones in Liverpool, you've got wrestling schools everywhere, and there's so much talent going on that, you know, as you say, it's just a conveyor belt, and it's only good for wrestling in the UK.
Right. Do you want to introduce your chat with Pipes and Kaylee Ray?
Absolutely.
How I go with Pipes. It's a bit like Trips. You know, when you're friends with these guys, you I've never met Piper Niven in my life.
I have to say, they are. When I went into the room, they were talking between themselves. I could not understand a thing they were saying. However, they were the loveliest people in the world. And, you know, obviously, if you know ICW, you know the British wrestling scene, you'll know that these people are absolutely loved, despite not, you know, having been on a grander stage like WWE before. They were on the Mae Young Classic a couple of years ago, did pretty well for themselves. And you'll hear from this interview just how excited they are to be involved with NXT. So from the lovely surroundings once more of the Holiday Inn at Glasgow Airport, this is me chatting with Piper Niven and Kaylee Ray.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Back in Glasgow. I haven't left Glasgow since yesterday. We interviewed Kenny Williams and Amir Jordan yesterday, but we are back in the same room at the now world-famous Holiday Inn at Glasgow Airport, joined by Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven. How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Good, yeah. I've been enjoying everything that Glasgow has to offer. I haven't been here for 10 years, and when I came last time, it was -2. I slept in my dad's van at the SECC because he was doing like a trade show there, and I just thought it'd be fun to come with him. And I can guarantee sleeping in -2 in a car park in Glasgow, not fun. But yesterday is like a little pilgrimage. I went back to that car park, like some kind of weird thing. You're wrestling in Scotland, in Glasgow, for NXT this weekend. That must be pretty exciting.
Oh yeah, it's very exciting. I've yet to do it, but just last night getting to experience the show and how buzzing the Glasgow crowd was. I mean, they were going to be buzzing. It's Glasgow crowd. Yeah, they always are.
Nauseous and give us the best atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I told, before we were coming up for the Glasgow show, I told all the NXT UK roster, I was like, Glasgow's going to be so special, wait to hear everybody. Glasgow always have the best crowds, and everybody kind of gave me that, oh yeah, 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 mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure, oh, your hometown's the best, yeah. And as soon as the first match went out, they were like, oh my God, listen to that crowd, they're incredible. I was like, I told you, mm-hmm. Told you.
Now last night, there was pops for different people. Now obviously the Scottish wrestlers, the Glaswegians, got the biggest pops, as well as the Gallus boys. I mean, you definitely got the biggest pop. I was sat behind who I believed was your mum. I think we have now confirmed that she was your mum, and she was going absolutely nuts. But genuinely, you got an amazing response. That must have been, I know you've obviously wrestled in Glasgow many, many times, but that must have been really quite special.
It really was. You know, I think like the fans understand that this was a really special moment for me. I have been wrestling for such a long time, and they are very familiar. So some people might think, oh, well, you know, not special, I've seen before, but they knew how special this moment was for me, and for me to be there and to be on that stage. And the feeling coming out of that curtain was incredible. Like, I've done so many cool things in wrestling, I've had so many amazing achievements, but that's going to be a feeling that stays with me forever. Like, just feeling all of that support and love instantly when your name flashes on the screen, like any ounce of anxiousness or nervousness that I had just get flooded by excitement and just pure adrenaline.
Mm-hmm. I obviously mentioned what happened in the match because it's being taped for the TV going forward on the WWE network, but did that match just sort of, were you out of the curtain and back in the curtain before you'd even realise what was going on? Is it that kind of feeling?
You know, it's something I've learned in wrestling is to savour the moment. There's been so many times where I've maybe been like far too nervous about something and really worried, and you don't quite, it's not until you come back that you realise, oh, like, that was my moment to take it all in, and then I missed it because I was too busy worried. So while I was out there, I was just like, no, like, these are your people, and connect with them and enjoy them and let them know that this is just as special to you as to them.
Did you know where your mum was sat? Did you give her a little wink?
I was having a look for her, and you know, I did see one lunatic woman jumping up and down, and I thought, oh no, that can't be her, but no, maybe it was. It was probably there, yeah, definitely.
She had a sign and everything. I was behind her. I couldn't see what the sign said, but I'm assuming it was positive.
I'm Piper's mum.
Yeah, actually, your mum.
And Kaylee, obviously watching Piper do that yesterday, and presuming that, you know, the fact you're in Scotland, you're sat in a room with me and we're talking, it would suggest that you're going to be in action later tonight. Watching the response that Piper got, you must be, yeah, you know, you're both clearly very excited. You're playing it cool right now, I can see.
I'm playing it cool. I'm good. I've got this. Like,
you've always got that.
I've always got this. You'll see me. Maybe a wee smile, maybe a wee cheeky smile, but no, I'm kidding on. I'm very excited to work in front of Glasgow tonight. My home crowd, I've basically grew up in Glasgow. The Glasgow crowd has literally brought me up. Yeah. Like, with ICW and stuff like that, they were the ones that have helped make me. And yeah, we told everybody how special this was going to be, and they didn't believe us. Like, but yeah, if I said I wasn't nervous, excited, then I would be lying, because yeah, all the emotions are there for tonight.
It's going to be some feeling listening to it all. Like, I get to experience it from the other side, because how proud I know I'm going to feel, like, listening to him roar for you as well. Like,
yeah. And you know, like, thinking about it as well, like, that roar and all that, that's cool, and I can't wait to experience it, but the one thing better would be if my name hits it and they all just go boo. See, if they boo me, I will be delighted. Like, that means I've done my job, and I will be happy, and I'll be like, I know the game yous are playing, and I would be very happy at that.
I've never tried to be a wrestler. I've never even thought of trying to be a wrestler. But you say about that sort of hit you get from people booing you. I was in Swansea because I'm a fake Welshman. I was born in Wales, but I sound quite English. And I was hosting an award, and I came out and shouted "Hello Cardiff" in Swansea. It's something I'd just learned from wrestling, you know. And I got so much hate, and I loved it. And now I'm like, I want to be a heel. So that's kind of what you're hoping for tonight, right?
Kind of. Like, I've always said, like, it's a great experience going out and getting cheered because you're supposed to be, but there's nothing better than going out and getting booed, and not because you're supposed to be, just because people hate you that much and because it's fun, yeah.
It must be quite good for you guys. There's so many Scottish wrestlers on this roster of NXT UK. And I said yesterday that obviously you got an amazing response, Piper, but also the Gallus guys. Wolfie's dad was there going crazy, which we've talked about on our podcast quite a few times before. It must be quite nice that you can show, when you come to Glasgow, you can show some of the other wrestlers who are maybe from the United States or from parts of England, they've never been to Scotland, you can show them different things around Glasgow. I know you have really busy schedules, but have you managed to show any of these wrestlers any of the sights, the beautiful sights of Glasgow?
Well, I think something like that's supposed to be happening later on today, yeah. But I'm certainly planning on taking a few of the Ross out to see the local wildlife this evening in Sucky Hall Street.
Maybe on Sucky Hall Street in summer. Mm-hmm. That would be a very good one.
Yeah, that's going to be eye-opening for a few people, I think.
I think...
Can we see the local Ned in his natural habitat?
I love nature programs.
I've got a question, actually. I asked this to Kenny Williams yesterday. He had no idea. Why are the bins so large in Glasgow?
I nearly said it, because there's a lot of rubbish to deal with.
Anything to add?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it, to be honest. Like,
have you not seen them? They're huge. In England, we get tiny bins.
That's just normal for us. Maybe it makes it easier to go diving, innit? If you get more elbow space.
All right, we have to talk about female wrestling. Obviously, female wrestling is, I don't know what the correct term is, but it's become more and more popular, and it's been taken a lot more seriously by people who perhaps in the past didn't take it as seriously for whatever reason. And we've just obviously had WrestleMania where women headlined the main event for the first time, made history. Were you guys at WrestleMania over there watching it?
Yes, we were keeping a very close eye on that main event, weren't we?
Yeah, I loved the entire show, but getting to sit and see that, especially live, and getting to watch that is fantastic, especially with girls of that caliber. Like, it's a dream to see something like that and go and do
it's
something.
Just being so part of the generation that had women headline in WrestleMania, mm-hmm. Like, it was like a inspiring kind of feeling, like having worked on women's shows that have drew 20 people, mm-hmm. You know, and to think like all the culmination of everybody's hard work and effort and tears and all of it that's went into making people sit up and take notice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you guys fought against Becky? I'm not entirely sure. Excuse my complete ignorance there.
No, we haven't. I was actually just saying earlier when I kind of started out in my wrestling journey, she was just kind of getting ready to pack up and head on over here. I was very well aware of her. Like, I always remember my trainer saying, we'll need to try and get Rebecca over. And that was, like, one of my aspirations. And then with her moving over, I kind of thought, oh, well, that's not going to happen. But we're kind of coming back round the corner. And maybe one day, you know, give some time.
Maybe, yeah. I did say earlier, like, if you're not looking at her and going,
that's what I want to be doing.
Yep, that's who I want to be facing as well, because... as I said, she's got a target on her back and she knows it. So, yeah, everybody wants to wrestle the man.
But the thing is that when you see her in that main event, it must be quite inspiring to you guys, because she's followed a very similar path, and she was, you know, did the indies before, and that's where you guys are. And you have, you know, you're known worldwide already, and being involved with NXT UK is obviously only going to increase that. So you must be watching that main event going, well, who's to say in not long I could be there as well?
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like that is what all the girls have taken away from that, and I feel like that is put all, like, you know, it's put the little bee in all our bonnets, you know, if you work hard and
you can, like, it's not a case anymore of you can only do so much because of your gender. We can literally do anything we want in this game, and it's a great time for wrestling in general,
not women, just wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Full stop.
Yesterday, Amir Jordan and Kenny Williams, they were raving about the UK Performance Centre. Now, we were really lucky we get to come down to launch and watched everyone having a great time and saw the amazing facilities. And I'm lucky enough, I've been to the Performance Centre in Florida as well. And, you know, it's up there as being as good as that. It's not like a UK kind of, oh, it's like a token Performance Centre. It is a Performance Centre. It's exactly the same. Have you guys... it's a full shebang. Have you had much... chance to get there, obviously, being based up here?
Yes, we have. That's me been down a couple of times now, and it's just it's a great facility. Like, I'm excited to go. This is our work. This is our job, and I'm excited to go to work every day when I'm down there. Like, and it's not anything to do with where it is. Like, you bring it up to Scotland, and that would be even better. But no, the facility itself is fantastic. Like, if you're not excited about walking in there every day, then I don't know if I should be doing this. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I went out in there every day, think, no, I don't really like this. I shouldn't be here. So.
No, I feel the exact same. Like, I remember being in the car down, going, I'm absolutely buzzing to go to my work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, how much I love this. And the thing with, like, coming from independent wrestling is, like, so much of it is, like, you're kind of just, like, walking around blind. Like, am I doing the right thing? Like, you don't really know if what you're not what you're doing is correct, but you don't have that person helping you, you know, because the independent world can be so, nobody wants to help you because they're trying to help themselves. So to know, get the affirmation that you need and the direction and a literal team of people behind you.
And some of the best people, like some of the best wrestlers in the world, like, yeah. I couldn't even begin to count up the years of experience that we have behind the coaches. Yeah. Like, and again, people that we've known from the indies, like Coach Moss and Saint and stuff like that. It's incredible that we get that level of that caliber, do you know what I mean? And teaching us every day, yeah, it's amazing.
Does it feel more like, I mean, I've always imagined that indie wrestling can be quite lonely at times because obviously you're travelling, and although you see the same people and you catch up with friends, obviously if they're not on the same booking, you are travelling a lot on your own. Would you say that because of NXT UK and because of the Performance Centre, now you have like a base, it's almost like less competitive within each other and more like a team, almost?
Well, do you know what, like, as much as we said that a minute ago, like, I do feel like in my career, like, I have enjoyed what I've done. I've enjoyed the times that I've had with my friends, places. Like, it can be a very cutthroat business, but if you're friends with the right people, you can really support each other and you can really help each other do good in this job. And I don't want to take that away from what we've done before. It is great. The PC itself and having everybody there as a team is also great. Like, don't get me wrong, we're still all competitive. We all still want to be working and doing all this. So, yeah, but the teamwork there and everybody wants to... like, you're watching each other, you're genuinely...
rooting for each other.
Yeah, wanting each other to do better. Like, in training, somebody can't do something, you're geeing them on, yeah, trying to help them. And, yeah, like, I love the fact that we can all be like that.
Definitely. I feel like I've been incredibly lucky in my wrestling career. It can be really lonely, and I've had a lot of really hard times. Mm-hmm. But I've also had the best times of my life.
Exactly.
I get to do the thing I love the most in the world with my literal best friends.
Yeah.
And... you know, not to sound biased, but my best friends in wrestling, I do regard as some of the best wrestlers in the world, and we do help each other, yeah, and we do help elevate each other. I guess there is a competitive sense about it, but it never comes from a bad place.
No.
It's always trying to help each other. I think maybe that's why we have
the most tanned, or we want to be like, that seems to be a running joke in the women's locker room just now. Who can get
the most tanned?
Mm-hmm.
It's never me.
No.
Well, actually, I don't know. I'm doing all right this weekend.
Bad.
Okay, I'm just looking at the tan here just because obviously people can't see it. That, I mean, you know, good tan going on there.
Isn't it?
Some good ones still. Is there when the WWE comes to town and NXT UK is in the UK, do they bring their own tan master to make sure everyone's looking good, or is that something you're responsible for yourselves?
We're good to do it ourselves. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I would feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, somebody else come up maybe with a spray gun.
Got my routine, like my routine. So
I will say this though, I was positive that there was a tan in bed backstage at WrestleMania. Because everybody was coming out like that scalping, like, just fresh off the tanning bed glow, and the well got tanning bed
great,
back,
but like, and it makes you pop with everything. Yeah, but yeah, we're looking for the tanning bed backstage.
I have to say, I was really excited about Batista. I think when I was sort of growing up, Batista was one of my favourite wrestlers, just because he was kind of the man back then. And when he came out, it did look like he'd been walking through a paint shop and they'd been accidentally leaking brown paint everywhere, because he was looking golden. You're both fairly new to NXT UK compared to the people that sort of started out originally because of other commitments and whatever. What are your aims going forward? What do you want to achieve next in NXT?
For me, well, I don't want to give away too many spoilers. Like, you are just going to need to pay attention, 8 p.m. every Wednesday night, WWE Network, $9.99, first month free. Yeah, of course, we're always trying to climb the ladder, get to the NXT shows, takeovers. Like, we've just done Access and done the Worlds Collide stuff with some of the NXT girls, and that's great to be able to mix up. I just want to keep progressing in my career and seeing how far this will take me, and I'd be happy.
I think being the first wrestler to hold the ICW women's title, apologies if I got the exact name wrong.
World title now. So
there we go, world title and the NXT UK women's title. That'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
That would be.
Kaylee Two Belts.
That would be pretty good, yes. That might be something that we could look at in the future. But you just have to pay attention to NXT UK and see.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m.
What are your aims though, Piper? Come on. Can't be all Kaylee.
You know, I think a lot of people come in here and always kind of, like, people ask the question, like, oh, what's your, you know, everybody kind of wants to know what's the grand picture for your goal. And everybody always is like, WrestleMania or this main event. But for me, it's like, I think you have to have, like, not necessarily your little goals, but, you know, like, the solid foundations that build you to those steps. Yeah. So I think for the moment, I don't always believe that being at the top spot necessarily means the title picture. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm wanting to come in and claim my ground. You know, I'm wanting to make sure everybody knows that, yeah, I'm just fresh in the door, but this is my house now. Mm-hmm. And I think I've made a good shout at that. You know, kind of having Rhea Ripley in my sight. So I think for now, I'm going to make sure she knows this is my place now. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible. But look, if you're listening to this after Saturday, because it will come out after Saturday, if you were in Glasgow on Saturday, you saw some very confused looking Americans on Socky Hill Street, that'll be thanks to Kaylee Ray and Piper Niven showing them the wildlife. Guys, Kaylee, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
And Piper, I love you, Mum. Speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Wonderful stuff, Johnny. Piper Niven, Kaylee Ray, both absolutely delightful. We will have coming up on future shows. And by the way, if you haven't listened to the last show we had out, go back and listen to John's great chats with Amir Jordan and Kenny Williams, and also my chat with Casey Catanzaro, who was absolutely superb, and we chatted to her out in New York, and absolutely delightful. So we know, you know, two shows in 2 days, and there were some quality issues with the last one. Hopefully this one will sound a little bit better when you get this one in your ears, and we'll have another show in the middle of next week reviewing the week's action from around the world of wrestling and bringing you some of our more WrestleMania interviews, and who knows what else could pop up in the meantime. So John, safe flight back to London, enjoy your second Wetherspoons meal of the day, and we'll catch up with you back, buddy.
All right, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Pro Wrestle Show, as always, Pro Wrestling Show, as always, at Pro Wrestle Show on
Will,
Twitter.
Will, get the name right, mate. I didn't pull it up at the start of this, and if anyone's noticed, it happened within four seconds at the beginning. Okay, Pro Wrestling, remember?
Yeah. This is the Pro Wrestling Show. Check us out on Twitter, at Pro Wrestle Show, talksport.com/WWE for all the latest news, rumours, gossip, interviews, etc. There. We'll be back next week. And as always, rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the Pro Wrestling Show.
Well...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.